First, we're going to begin with the mentioning of three yahrzeits here. So today, George Lintz, his father's yahrzeit, Zusman ben Eliezer Zelig HaKohen. That's the first one. And yesterday, that was Rabbi Meza's mother's yahrzeit, Malasya bas Yisrael Gershon. And Sunday, John Isran's mother's yahrzeit, Leah bas Avram. So the neshamas should have an aliyah, all these individuals. Okay, so Parsha Shelach has the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is a very unique mitzvah. Because, you know, the question is, you know, the mitzvah only requires when you have a beged of dalet kanfos. And in our wardrobe today, that's not the norm, right? We don't have begadim of dalet kanfos. So, You know, like in elementary school, the rebbeim very strict. You know, the boy that wears tzitzis, not wearing tzitzis. You know, it's a big thing. But what's the big thing with tzitzis today? If really there's no real obligation of tzitzis, so where does it come from? So there is a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says that there was an individual on Memaus. Malacha Ashkeche the Rav Ketina Michsu Sedina. So Rav Ketina was cloaked in a garment made out of linen. Shepata Mitzitzis, that's Pata Mitzitzis. Because you have to realize one thing, you know, that tzitzis, you know, is loven and tchelis, right? We know that. And there's a question whether we have tchelis b'zman hazeh. Some people believe that they do, or some people believe we don't. You know, Rav Soloveitchik gave a famous yahrzeit shiur. He was of the opinion that you need a mesorah for it. In other words, even if you think you found something, and you know, it's a discussion whether and you think it meets the criteria that, you know, that is required for tzitzis, but if we didn't have a mesorah, you know, a tradition on this particular thing that's the tchelis, then Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that not to put on this tchelis because it didn't have a mesorah. And that was his opinion. He said the Beis HaLevi argued with the Radzina Rebbe, the Baal HaTchelis. And that was one of the early people who was also, you know, I guess in every couple of generations, people feel that we found it. We didn't find it, you know, because, and Beis HaLevi disagreed, and Rav Soloveitchik gave the whole yahrzeit shiur. It's printed in his sefer, Shiurim Ba'Abba Zecha Abba Marizal. You know, Rav Soloveitchik talked about all the yahrzeits today. So Rav Soloveitchik had yahrzeit for his father and Gimel Shvat. And Gimel Shvat, he had yahrzeit for his father. And I was still old enough to be attending the tail end of those shiurim until he no longer was able to give them. And he attracted a huge amount. I don't know if you ever saw the auditorium in the old building at YU. There's a huge auditorium, Lamport Auditorium, and it filled that whole thing. Plus, they piped it into other places in the area. And he would go on for hours and hours. Today, most people, if they would hear someone speaking for hours and hours, no one would show up. But But in those days, it was a tremendous turnout of people, and it was written up. It's called a svarim called Shiurim L'Zecha Abba Mori. Those were the Shiurim that he gave in memory of his father. And those Shiurim that he gave in memory of his father were always in Yiddish, because that was the language that he learned with his father. So even in the years that Yiddish was not this, you still had the older people who knew Yiddish, but it wasn't the spoken language in the yeshiva so much anymore. Whereas in the old days in YU, all the Shiurim were given in Yiddish. Not only in YU they were all given Yiddish, but in MTA, in the high school, they were all given in Yiddish as well. It was a different door, and would think Shiurim and MTA would be in Yiddish, but that's what it was, and then it switched. Most Rebbeim switched to English, and some Rebbeim switched to Hebrew, like Rav Lifshitz Zatzal gave in Hebrew, etc. So Rav Soloveitchik, you can see it; it's printed. And these two volumes, Shiurim L'Zecha Abba Mori, he has a thing on Tchelis and the idea of that arguing with the Radzina Rebbe, that even if the Radzina Rebbe would have, and people argued with him on facts and things like that. That's a separate thing. But he says even if your facts were true. In other words, in order for us to wear tchelis, we would need to have a mesorah. Not everyone agrees with this approach, but that was his approach to explain the critique of the Beis Halevi on the what? On the Radzina Rebbe. So in all these generations, and this generation is no different, that there's somebody comes out. Actually, it was somebody who was a contemporary of mine, an MTA. His name is Ari Greenspan, and he is a dentist in Eretz Yisrael. And he was one of the people that claims that they found this, this tchelis, and some people accepted it, and some people didn't accept it. Etc. But the idea of tchelis is not only that it's the color, but the tchelis string had to be made out of wool. It wasn't only a din in the color, but the string, even though the other strings don't have to necessarily be made out of this. So therefore, if you would have a linen garment, you'd still have to have the tchelis strings to be made out of wool. So then it would be shatnez. It would be shatnez because the tchelis string was made of wool, and if the garment was made of linen, you had a wool string tied to a linen garment. So that was so that's what they had, and what so how is it permissible? The answer is esse doche lo sase. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. Esse doche lo sase. That there's a mitzvah esse to wear tzitzis, and that mitzvah includes the strings of tchelis. So then, and even though the garment, so if you're wearing a wool garment, so then the string is wool, the garment is wool, there's no problem. But if you're wearing a linen garment, then you still, and it's four corners, you still have to wear what? You still have to put on the tchelis strings, but it'll be shatnez. So what's the heter? The answer is, the mitzvah's essay of tzitzis is docha the los aser of shatnez. Another example, say for example, a person's has tzaras, he has leprosy. So one of the halachas of leprosy is that you're not allowed to cut off the say you say I'll just take a knife, and I'll cut off that the leprosy. I have a part of my skin that has that thing. I'll take the initiative and cut it off. So the halacha is, you can't do that. It's a lav in the Torah to cut off the part of your skin that hishomer b'neged tzaras. The pasuk says, hishomer b'neged tzaras. You're not allowed to do that. So what if a baby is born and there's taras on the mokum that you're supposed to cut for the mila? So that's also the discussion of esei docha lo sase. Esei docha lo sase. So the same thing by shatnas. So now the Gemara was afraid that people are going to start wearing linen garments and putting on the tchelas, but they might do it even if it's a garment that's worn at night. In other words, the mitzvah of tzitzis is by yom. But there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh about this mitzvah. And it's funny, it's one of the few times in Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Machaber itself, writes there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. He quotes the Shitas of Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch itself. That's very rare. The Beis Yosef usually does that. And then in Shulchan Aruch, he just gives them, here he says, the Rambam Shita, it's very rare to see that in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam Shita is that if you wear something in the nighttime, you putter. If you wear something in the daytime, you chayiv. But the Rosh says, no, it depends upon the garment. If it's a garment that's normally worn in the daytime, even at night, it's chayiv. And if it's like pajamas that you normally wear at nighttime, and even in the day, it's going to be putter. It's not totally on the time. It's totally on the, is it ksus yom or is it ksus laila? That's the opinion of the Rosh. And the Rambam says, no, whether it's going to be yom or laila. So Chazal were afraid that people are going to start wearing linen garments, and they're going to and it's going to be their night garment, right? And therefore, they're going to wear shatnas and not being doing the mitzvah, right? So that's what Rashi says. Shapotu mitzitzis mishum tzus laila. So therefore, the Chachamim said that when you wear a linen garment, don't put tzitzis on. Don't put tzitzis on. Because we're afraid that you're going to put tzitzis on a linen garment that's going to be a night garment, and that doesn't have the mitzvah, and you're going to confuse it, and therefore you're going to be putting on shatnez without doing the mitzvah. So it says, too much confusion going to be here, and therefore do not wear any tzitzis on, don't put tzitzis on, even if it's a four-cornered garment, on a linen garment. Okay? So this fella, Ketina, he used to wear linen garments. So therefore, he was wearing linen garments. So the Malach said to him, Ketina, Ketina, Sadina Bekaita, in other words, in the summertime, he wore linen garments. He wore linen garment in the summertime. So he didn't wear, because it's lighter. The poor wool will keep you too warm. So in the summertime, he wore linen garments. So he didn't put tzitzis on, because Chachamim took away the mitzvah. And in the stav, in the fall, when it gets colder, he used to wear a beged that didn't have dalet kamfos. So he said, "You can." So the Malach said to him, "Ketina, Ketina, you get away with not ever doing the mitzvah tzitzis. In the summer, you wear the linen garment that doesn't have tzitzis anymore. The chachamim absolved from the mitzvah. In the winter time, you wear a three cornered garment." So what's with the mitzvah tzitzis? So he responded, I found a legal loophole. What do you want from me? I found a legal loophole. So he said back. Well, said back that bizman de ikar rischa. He said, whenever HaKadosh, so you're right. There is a concept of halacha of a legal loophole. A legal loophole. If you're able to, you know, you found a legal loophole. But you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, it's called Be'idan Rischa. That's, you look in the Gemara Menachos Memav. Then Hashem punishes people who take advantage of legal loopholes, even though it's legal. Even though it's legal. Well, he didn't do anything wrong. He's a Talmid Chacham, so he's able to know that this garment is not, and he avoided the mitzvah. So technically, that's okay. But Be'idan Rischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, then he's going to let his anger out at people who are trying to avoid to do mitzvahs. That's called Be'idan Rischa. When Hashem is angry for some other reason, then, you know, then he's gonna punish the people who don't do mitzvahs. You know, it's pointed out, the Shem Shmuel has this in several places, Rav Shechter likes to point this out, that it's brought down that there are two types of Gehenna. When a person goes to, you know, after the person passes away, so he has to have his, so the ultimate Gehenna is 12 months for a person. That's why our minhag is we don't say Kaddish for the whole 12 months, because we don't want to say that our you know, parent is a Russia. Because when you're going to say Kaddish the whole 12 months, you'd be machzik the parent. Ge'ilu was saying that the parent is a Russia. So that's why the minhag is 11 months or something like this. So it's brought down in the Svarim of Shechter points out, and Shem Shmuel points out that a 12-month is 6 months of Gehenim Shal Eish and Gehenim Shal Shalek. Those are the two types of Gehenim. Gehenim Shal Eish means for the Averis that a person did. So that means he, as Shechter points out, he warmed himself up, the Taiva of Avera. And Gehenim Shal Shalek, as Shechter points out, means that, as Shechter explained, that you cooled yourself down and you didn't do the mitzvah. So it's brought down, the Shechter brought down, Shem Shmuel points out, 6 of each. That's the maximum sentence of Gehenna. 6 months of the Gehenna of Eish and 6 months of the Gehenna of Shelag. So the Gemara says in Menachos that even in this world, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry for some other reason, so he will go ahead and punish people for not doing mitzvahs, or even doing, getting a loophole for the mitzvah. Here he got a loophole. In the summer months he wore the linen garment, which, and in the winter months he wore 3/4. Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. So the Panim Yafos, there's a sefer called Panim Yafos. That's the haflaw. Right, you learn Ksubis with the haflaw, the Panim Yafos. So he wrote a sefer on Chumash, you know, a halacha type sefer on Chumash. And he says that he thinks, why in the world is Parshas Tzitzis, why in the world is Parshas Tzitzis right here in Parshas Shlach? I mean, we got Tzitzis at Sinai with all the other mitzvahs, right? So all of a sudden, in Parshas Shlach, Tzitzis. So he says a very fascinating idea. He says, you know what? He says, when Klal Yisrael, just like today, our garments don't really require tzitzis. We don't require tzitzis because we don't have a 4-corner garment in our wardrobe today. So we're not chayiv. So the same thing, Klal Yisrael, they came out of Mitzrayim, they were wearing begadim that didn't require tzitzis. And they never had a, and we know that Pasuk says in the Chumash Devarim, simloscha lo bolso me'alecha, raglecha lo batzeka, that they never had to change clothing, right? They had automatic, the clothing would grow with them, and automatic cleansing, everything was automatic. So they're wearing the same clothing. Today, we have the same clothing you're wearing. They're wearing the same clothing. So the clothing was never chai. So they had a mitzvah at Sinai, but they never did it because it was not relevant, because they didn't have that type of garment. But you know, right now, in Shlach, after the Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. It was Eden Rischa. He was angry at the Jewish people. So if you're angry at the Jewish people, so the Jewish people have to be afraid that maybe what? That maybe now they're going to be punished on not, even though they had a legal loophole, right? Even, I mean, because their garments don't, but now Hashem said, now they're recommend Vasul, you better wear tzitzis now. Meaning you better now start wearing a good, I'm giving you a good advice. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Laymor. I better tell Klal Yisrael, I have a good piece of advice. They should start wearing tzitzis now. Why now? Because they were never chayiv till now, because it was they didn't have beggar dal kavos. But now is an Eden Rischa. It's a time where the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholeit. So whenever the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholeit, then they should go ahead and put themselves in the Chiyuv Mitzvah. So now after Parsha Shlach was Eden Rischa, now the Torah says, Vasul Ham Tzitzis. That's the Panim Yafos Pshat in this week's Parsha. Oh, but what about... But Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, that he thinks the concept of tzitzis today, that we wear it, is a minhag. But there's a concept that we go ahead and we buy a garment that has four corners. Is a minhag. In other words, we want to do the mitzvah. Our wardrobe doesn't really allow us to do the mitzvah because we don't have that type of wardrobe. So we go ahead and we buy a negative dollar kavos, and that's what we do. Minhag. It's a minhag. It's not a chiyuv. But a minhag, you know, is, and this became, and it's so interesting, like the chinuch of children, that became something very big. You know, in the yeshivas, when he gets the upsharing, he puts on the tzitzis, that became, because I guess in this generation, however the minhag started, I don't know, you have to be a historian to know when were they manufacturing, you know, what we call a talis cotton, how many years ago did it start? But it's binding as a minhag to do. So you'd say that if somebody says, I don't want to wear tzitzis, so is he an avar? You can't say that Eden Rischa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be angry with him. But you can't say, but he's following a legal loophole. It's not, you see, if you don't wear it's interesting. Tefillin is a question we've discussed in the past, whether tefillin is a daily mitzvah or not. See, if somebody doesn't eat matzah on Pesach, or he doesn't shake a lulav, or doesn't sit in the sukkah, he is an avarian, meaning he was mevatel mitzvah esseh. And what do you get for that? That's, Rav Shekel pointed out, Shem Shmuel, was that's the, you get Gehenim Shel Shelig for that. But in this Beis Din Shel Mata doesn't punish for those. They might be kofed, the concept of kfiel ha-mitzvahs, that the Beis Din will be kofed for you to do mitzvahs, but you won't be chayiv mises bezdin or anything like that. But today we don't have the garment, so the binding factor is minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael is the binding factor.
And Rabbi Simon,
yeah,
sorry. So this minhag is very old because both the people, the Sfardim in the East, you know, Eda Mizrach, and the Ashkenazim in Europe all wear tzitzit. So it must be ancient, like Beis Hamikdash time.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Did it go back so far? I can't, you know, we would have to speak to a historian who really knows how far it went back. But, I mean, but it could be. It could be it's an old minhag. I'm sure it's an old minhag. The question is it as old as you want to attribute it to? So,
okay. Sorry for interrupting.
You have to speak to Rabbi Deutsch from the Living Torah Museum. I recommend when you come into New York, you should go to Rabbi Deutsch's Living Torah Museum. And he claims he has the Machtzis HaShekel from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he has coins from the time of Avraham Avinu. So maybe he has a pair of tzitzis from So when did there probably was a time that was their garment, But according to the Panim Yafos, even when the Torah was given, it wasn't yet their garment, and it was only begin over here because it was after the Chet HaMeraglim. And then we have another minute that we do is we wear a talis gadol during what? We wear a talis gadol during davening. We wear a talis gadol during davening to. It's brought down like the levush brings it down to add to kavana. That helps kavana that you had. But it's interesting that you can look at this week's parsha, the Eben Ezra, of Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Lamed Tes. So he says like this, V'amispalim b'talis shasatfil yasu zeh bavosh sheikru b'kriyash mar yalachem tzitzis vazul lam tzitzis. And he writes, the Eben Ezra, is a famous comment, that if it would be up to him, he would say, Perek Tezvov Pasuk Lamed Tes, he says he thinks you should really wear the talis gadol when you're not in shul. Because, I tell you a story. I was once with Rabbi Rafael Marcus. He was the Rav in Toronto. I was staying by him for Shabbos. He was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's son-in-law. Unfortunately, he passed away several years ago. We were very close. And we were walking in the street, and there was this man, I don't know exactly who he was, in the street, he wore a whole, a whole getup of, maybe something like a chief rabbi type, with tzitzis and everything. So Rabbi Marcus said to me, when I look at you, I think of the Eben Ezra. Because the Eben Ezra says, really, tzitzis is something for the street. That's really it should be. When you're in shul davening, you don't need the reminder. You're in shul davening. You're in shul davening, so you don't need the talis gadol. Really, you should need the talis gadol when you're walking on the street. Then you're not thinking about Hashem necessarily. So that's when you need the reminder. But that's not our practice. Our practice is that we put it on in shul We put it on the shul when we want to heighten that kavana. When we want to heighten that kavana, that's when we put it on. And it's interesting that we have another minig. The other minig is, this is the minig of Ashkenazim, not the minig of Sephardim, and not the minig of German Jews, that we only put on the talis gadol when you get married, right? That's the minhag of the Ashkenazic Jews, to only put on the and the Mariel quotes, because in Parshas Kisetze it says gedilim tasa lecha al arba kas kanfos kutzuscha, and then it says ki yikach ish isha. So there's a smichas hapsukim between the pasuk of getting married and the pasuk of wearing tzitzis. So hence the Mariel quotes that the minhag evolved. So it's a strange minhag. Why should tzitzis have to do with marriage? And you can give a lot of drushes, and if you need to give, speaking of Sheva Brachas, he can give a lot of drushes on these topics. But so the Mariel who says this idea, and it's quoted in the Poskim, that and it goes back in the Tashbates and Rabbi Rutenberg of this idea that based on Kisetze, Parakov Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Some want to say that maybe this is more maybe Balabatish, but some want to say that's just so people should know who's married, who's not married, so the Shachanim could know who's married and who's not married. You know, it's a simple type of thing. But I have another theory, another idea. I wrote it in my Sefer and Minhagim. And that is like this. The Bnei Yisrael says the idea of the Talis Gadol is based on a Kabbalistic idea of Or HaMakif. And when a person does a mitzvah, he's surrounded by a certain light that surrounds him. And the Talis represents that light, Or HaMakif. It's a Kabbalistic idea. That's why, you know, okay, 1 second. So that's what he says. So there's a yisod from the Divrei Chaim. And based on this, I want to explain the idea of the talis after your marriage. There's a question. When do you, putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, not putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So the Beis Yosef says that everyone used to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Until one day they opened up the Zohar and they found that in the Zohar it says that if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you chayev misa. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it brings the Kedusha of Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, that's his crown. He's giving us his crown. So you, when you put on your tefillin, you're saying, I don't need your crown. I have my own crown. So during the weekday, I understand Hashem is not giving you a crown. So you put on the crown of tefillin. But on Shabbos and Yontif, Chol HaMoed, that's Hashem's crown. So if you say, I'm going to put on tefillin on Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, then what's going to be? You're insulting the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Beis Yosef writes, from that time on, they stopped putting tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Because that's such a stark lashon, lav bar ketolav. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Oh, so in certain communities, based on the Divrei Chaim, like in Satmar, they put on tefillin Chol HaMoed, or they don't put on tefillin Chol HaMoed. So you know what the minhag is? When you're single, you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. After you get married, you don't put on tefillin Chol HaMoed. Because anything that has to do with Kabbalah, that's only is accepted when you're married. That's when you're considered an older person when you're married. And all Kabbalistic type of things, the Divrei Chaim said, should only be employed only after one is married. Like Tefillin Rabbeinu, things like that. So Bemela, this the Talis Gadol is also a Kabbalistic idea. It's the Or HaMakif that, you know, that that people that is created after when a person does a mitzvah. So that's a Kabbalistic idea. So when you're davening, you have these auras around you. So it's symbolized by the Talis Gadol, which is surrounding your. So it's a Kabbalistic thing, and Kabbalistic things, Divrei Chaim said, should only be done after a person's married. So that's another possibility. But it could be, it's just, you know, very Balabatish. It's just to know who's, or some want to say that it was also, you know, to urge people to get married. Because this way, you know, they're sticking out when they go to shul and they're not wearing a talis, whatever. You know, some people feel embarrassed to be in shul. You know, it's a question, these minhagim and things. But it is a minhag. Obviously, the Sfardim don't have this minhag, and the Yekis don't have this minhag. But this that became, in Ashkenazic shuls, that became the idea. And one last thing, in the Derech HaDrusha, the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, what does the talis and the tzitzis represent? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Pasuk says, Morkinafshi, Ote or Kasalma, Note Shamayim Ki Yuria, that the world, the Dal Kanfos Arts, is like a big garment. But then you have the loose strings. And the idea of the loose strings is that's our Pchelik. Because what Hashem wants, we should do things in the world. We should create. Like Rav Shapta says for Rav Soloveitchik, that the part of Mahu Afata, following the footsteps of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is man should be creative in this world. So the loose strings, even though we're not supposed to do anything to the loose strings, but it's homiletically, the idea being that that's the part, that's the unwoven strings, that that's our chelik in this world. That in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should create, we should be mechadesh, we should do things, and that's the concept of tzitzis, that notion of doing man's chelik. And he could discuss in Meshkakma like Mitzvah's Mila is a similar idea. Hashem doesn't create the man perfect. He wants you to perfect it. And that's the Mila. And so then we actually do an action. And but it's not the pshat that we're supposed to do anything to the strings, but homiletically it represents that notion that Hashem created the world. Look, he didn't, you know, created the world, that we still have to be omo. And that's what the Sefer Beis Shmuel Nachman says, that a man always has to be involved in work. If you're not involved in work, then it's not a healthy thing. Man should always be involved in work. So if you're, that's what Pshat, Sefer Beis Shmuel Nachman says, that if a person in Kabbal all Torah, then he doesn't need all Malchus, all Derech Eretz, because he has the all of Torah. So most people need some middle of the way thing. They have Torah, but they also need. But people who are fully, Torasom Naso, so those individuals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of their Parnasa. You know, somebody like Rav Chaim Kanievsky or something like that, that they don't waste a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of those people's Parnasa. But everyone has to be involved in something. Because if you just bottle, Yoshev bottle, that's a recipe for disaster. A person always has to be preoccupied. Whether you're preoccupied in your parnasa, you're preoccupied in your learning, but it's not healthy for an individual. The Gemara Mishnah says Yoshev bottle is the worst thing. And everyone has to find a meaningful avenue. And that's what this represents. That the strings are loose. That's your thing. Now you got to do something. I created the world. I created all this. But man has to go ahead and fill in the rest. And that's the idea, that man has to be preoccupied with something meaningful for the society, or meaningful for Torah, for Avodah, Gemilas HaSadim, whatever it is. And that's what the Mitzvah Tzitzis represents. So these are some ideas. Mitzvah Tzitzis is a vast. We could spend the whole year talking about the Mitzvah Tzitzis, but these are some ideas of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. And all the neshamas that we mentioned today, that was the Vilna Gaon's thing when he was on his deathbed. You know, he said that he was crying. The Talmidim said, "Why are you crying? You did so much, you're going to go to Olam Haba." He says, "Yeah, but in Olam Haba, there's no opportunity to do anything. There's no Asiya. This is the world of Asiya." He says, "For a couple of pennies, whatever, I can buy tzitzis and do a mitzvah. And the Olam Haba, even though I'm going to get schar, but there's no mitzvahs to do. So this is an opportunity of the Olam Asiya." And that's why always persons should be doing things for their family, their community, ourselves, always doing things asulahem. It's a mitzvah asiya, to make the tzitzis, etc. So therefore, that's an important idea. So again, all the peoples whose yahrzeits were in this kufa, we wish the neshama should have an aliyah, and they'll have a good Shabbos, and we'll see each other. Bezus Shabbos.